Hey y'all, welcome to the Lead Her Ship podcast. I'm Brittany Howard, a mama of six and top leader of a multi-million dollar team, and I love to talk about leadership topics that maximize our impact in our homes, relationships, and in the marketplace as we endeavor to juggle all of our responsibilities well. This podcast is for Christian mamas who either are leaders in network marketing or who aspire to be. I have coached a lot of people to the six-figure level and beyond, and I'm going to share with you here what I share with my team that has helped us build this business with a long-term focus in mind and have very meaningful relationships throughout the journey. We're going to dive into the emotions and thoughts that come with building a business. We're going to deal with relationship dynamics that come with leading a team, especially when your team happens to be your actual friends. We're going to discuss ways to help your team catch the bigger vision with you and how to coach them to success. And we're going to do it all through a biblical lens. All right, y'all. I got my goals set for the year. And I hope that you do too. And my goals happen to include earning an extra $100,000 on my second account. And so when I say second account, what I mean by that is in my company, whenever you get to the top rank and you pass the top rank by a certain percentage, they actually allow you to sign up under yourself as your own level one and then build all the way to the top again on that second account. And I've had that second account for a while, but haven't really done anything with it. But now I am ready to grow that account. And I want to grow that account by $100,000. And I'm not exactly sure how long it's going to take me, but I am guessing that it's going to take me sometime between 12 and 24 months, depending on how consistent I can be, my capacity during various seasons, how quickly I can learn some skills and implement, how much I am willing to set up accountability systems for myself, and last but not least, the quality of my thinking, which is something that I am always intentionally working on. So because this six-figure goal is top of mind for me and it's what I'm really focusing on, I have been thinking a lot about what it's going to take to create a six-figure income. I am essentially starting over with this new account, starting from scratch. So I am treating myself as if I am a brand new person. Although I am not exactly a brand new person, because what I am bringing to this experience is some experience, right? Because I've been at this a hot minute. I've been in network marketing for 10 years now. So I do understand the business model. I do understand how it all works. I do feel confident in being able to lead people well. However, over the last 10 years, a lot has changed with social media, for example. So essentially, there are a lot of things that I'm going to have to learn as I'm going along, just like you do. So some skills I do feel like I'm pretty good at. Others I will have to become good at. And still others are things that I want to do differently this time around. Specifically, I want to make sure that everything that I am doing is scalable and duplicatable. Because while my biggest short-term goal would be to get my second account to six figures, my longer term goal would be to earn seven figures per year. And while I have cumulatively over the course of my network marketing career earned well over $1 million, I would like to get to my business to a point where I'm earning seven figures annually. And that goal is very meaningful to me because I know that in order for me to hit seven figures, that means that I have helped a lot of people earn six or seven figures. And that type of income is really life-changing and transformative for people's families. So that means a lot to me. And while it feels very vulnerable to publicly share my goals with all of you, my vision could not be more clear. I am committed to it, and I'm telling you, that is what I'm going to do. And I hope that your vision and your goals are just as clear. So since hitting a six-figure mark is top of mind for me, and that is what I'm working toward, that is probably what you're going to hear me talk a lot about in this coming season on this podcast. Now, I have been earning six figures, multiple six figures actually, for a number of years now, and I've also helped others get to a six-figure and multi-six-figure income level. Not only that, I love to observe people who can get to a six-figure mark because typically those people are very interesting people. They're not like most people. And when I say that they're not like most people, I don't mean that they look differently than most people, because truth be told, you could line up 100 six-figure earners and they would likely look very different. Like, you'd see a diverse group of people. You would see different ages. You would see different personality types, introverts, extroverts, doesn't matter. You would see different styles and preferences of clothing, different styles and preferences of music, even. Some have lots of kids, some have no kids. They would have a diverse set of religious beliefs. There would be plenty of males. There'd be plenty of females. The point I'm trying to make is earning six figures has nothing to do with how you look, your personality, your age, your demographic, your circumstance of life. It really just doesn't have anything to do with any of that. You probably wouldn't be able to point out a six-figure earner in a crowd of just regular people. So when I say that they're interesting because they're different than most people, what I'm referring to is they think differently, number one, and number two, they behave differently. They have different habits than most people have. And success leaves clues, right? So if you have a goal to hit that six-figure mark, it would be really wise for you to get yourself around some six-figure earners and pay attention to how they think, to how they respond in different situations and under different circumstances and to adversity and things like that, and pay attention especially to their habits. And then you go and apply their thought patterns and their habits to your own life, and you will get the same result that they have gotten. Achieving a six-figure income is all a result of choices. I'm not sure who said this, but somebody smart said, people don't determine their future. They determine their habits, and their habits determine their future. Your habits are a choice, and so are your thoughts and your beliefs. So you don't get to choose the unintentional thoughts that pop into your mind inevitably, but you do get to choose what you're going to do with your thoughts. You get to choose how you're going to respond to your thoughts, which ones you're going to dwell on, which ones you're going to replace, which ones you're going to believe. Your thought patterns and your beliefs, they're, all of it is a choice. Okay, so after having become a multiple six-figure earner myself and having developed other six-figure earners and observed many six-figure earners, here is what I have found to be the five qualities that six-figure earners generally have in common. Number one, they know where they are headed. They believe that they are going to get there. The number one success indicator is belief that it can be done. When you believe that you can do it, you want to do it. And so you take action. If you don't truly believe, then you are going to be easily distracted. You are likely going to blame outside circumstances or reasons outside of yourself for why you can't do it, or why you haven't reached your goal yet, or why this just isn't for you. You're going to blame something or someone outside of yourself if you don't really believe that you can do it and that it is entirely within your control and up to you to make it happen. And also, if you don't believe, then you will likely have a tendency to make excuses for yourself and believe them. The people who know where they're headed and they believe that it can be done, they show up differently. They show up with confidence. Here is a confidence check for you. If you were to say out loud, I am going to increase my income by $100,000 over the next 12 to 24 months. How does that make you feel? What comes into your mind? Do you believe that that can be done? Do you believe that it can be done by you? Because I bet you that if I asked you, do you believe that that could be done? Create a six-figure stream of income in the next 12 to 24 months, you would likely say, yes. I see people do it all the time. But if I were to say, do you believe that it can be done by you? That's an entirely different question altogether, right? But let me ask you a question. If other people can do it, why couldn't you? Why not you? Here's what I know, that it is just a set of skills that anyone can learn and get good at. Anyone who's willing and hungry. Are you willing to put in the work? Are you willing to learn? And are you hungry for change in your life? If you can answer those three things in the affirmative, you can do it. There's no reason why you couldn't. And you need to build your confidence. I recorded an entire podcast about, I think it's called 5 Ways to Build Your Confidence. And it was one of the first episodes that I did. And I will link it in the show notes for you to refer to that if confidence is something that you struggle with. But if it is, just know that the good news is that confidence can be built. Confidence can be developed. If you don't feel like you are a confident person or somebody who has high belief, you can actually change that. And again, that is a choice. Okay, number 2 quality of a six-figure earner. They are action takers. They know that they're not going to get what they wish for or what they want. They're going to get what they work for. Remember how I said earlier that the number one success indicator is belief that it can be done? Well, the number 2 success indicator is prioritization of the activities that drive the needle forward. There ain't no getting around it, y'all. If you want to create that type of income, it is going to take hard work, and that is true no matter how you're earning your 6 figures. It doesn't happen by luck. It happens by work. And I don't mean an excessive amount of work. I do mean consistent work and working on the right things and being committed to doing the work, even when it's uncomfortable, even when you don't feel like it. It's going to take work, but it is good work. And you're going to look back on that work and you're going to be so proud that you put in that work, because it's going to give you such a great sense of achievement and, more importantly, fulfillment, because that is what God designed work to do. So, if you want to be a six-figure earner and you have an aversion to work, then you need to change how you think and what you believe about the value of work and align your habits accordingly. And one other side note, when I said that they work on the right things, that means that they have clarity on exactly what they are working toward and exactly what activities need to be prioritized. It's so tempting in this business model to be distracted by a lot of goals that might not be your true goals. It's easy to be distracted by shiny things like an incentive or a rank or a trip or whatever the carrot dangling in front of your face is. But if you have true clarity about what your most important goal is to you and why that goal is important to you, then it will be easier for you to drown out the noise and say no to distractions and stay focused on prioritizing the activities that are going to get you to your goal. So what are those things for you? First of all, what is your goal? What's your biggest, most important goal? If you hit this one, then no matter what else happens, you will feel successful. What is your biggest goal? There's a lot of different goals you could set. You could set a goal to achieve an incentive, to earn a trip, to hit a rank, or you can set a goal to get dollars in your bank account, an income goal. You decide. Nobody gets to define for you what the most important goal is to you. And if it's not actual dollars in your bank account because recognition is more important to you than money, that is perfectly acceptable. The point is, you just need to be very honest with yourself about what it is that is important to you and why it is important to you. Be very clear on that, because if you're not very clear, you will be easily distracted by the shiny things and by every carrot that is dangled in front of your face. Okay, number three quality of a six-figure earner. They are learners. Y'all, I could talk about this one all day. It's probably one of my faves. I might have an advantage in this one because I do actually really love learning. And I could probably do it all day. But seriously though, when we talk about how the number one success indicator is belief that it can be done, to believe that it can be done, it doesn't mean that you think you already know how to do it. What it does mean is that you believe you can figure it out through a combination of applying yourself to learn the skills and then applying yourself to take the action and put the work in, combined with reflection on what worked and what didn't, and then repeating that process. If you believe that it can be done, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have skills to learn. It means that you are well aware there are going to be things that you have to learn, but you're willing and you're committed to the process. When I'm communicating to you guys and declaring publicly before all of you that my goal is to get my second account to a six-figure stream of income, I definitely do believe that I can do that. But here's why I know I can do that. Because I understand the process of what that's going to take. It's going to take me learning some skills. I don't in any way believe, never have I had the thought of while setting this goal of building this second account, that I already know everything. I know exactly how to do all of that. And there's nothing I'm going to need to learn. I've never had that thought. I definitely know I'm going to have things to learn. And I understand the process of taking the action, learning skills, taking the action, reflecting, making tweaks, repeat. That is the process of success. That is the cycle that I will go through over and over and over as I endeavor to reach this goal. So what I'm saying is, I know that as I learn new things and implement them, that I will make mistakes. Sometimes I might even embarrass myself, and I'm saying that I'm willing to do that. And I know that I know that I know that I can accomplish my goal because I am willing to do that. Not because I already know how, but because I know that I'm willing and I know that I'm not going to quit. Which takes me to my next point. The fourth quality of a six-figure earner is they don't quit just because it feels hard or because they made a mistake or because they hit some adversity or they faced a challenge or there was some hurdle that they felt like they couldn't jump over. They just don't let these things make them quit. Six-figure earners understand that adversity is an inevitable part of the process of success. There's absolutely no way that somebody can be very successful without encountering some challenges and having to jump over some hurdles along the way. It's not going to be an easy process. And so if you are thinking, I would like to earn six figures, and also I would like it to be easy, well, that's just not realistic, okay? It's not going to feel easy. If it was easy, wouldn't everybody do it? You don't need easy. What you need is possible. Do you believe that it is possible? Because if you do, then that would be the number one success indicator, right? Belief that it can be done. So when you face adversity, not if, but when, you're going to have some grit. You can't let it make you quit. You can't let making a mistake mean something about your ability or let it be an indicator of whether or not you can learn or be successful or overcome. You're going to have to be willing to fail forward and fail forward often. When you do make a mistake, which by the way, if you have a fear of making mistakes, let me put your mind at ease. You will make mistakes. You definitely will, and it's okay. It means nothing about whether or not you were cut out for this or if you can be successful. Everybody makes mistakes. That's how you learn, right? So people who earn six figures, they definitely make mistakes, and they're willing to take risks. And when they do make mistakes, they see it as a learning opportunity, not as an indicator of something about them. Now, if you keep making the same mistake over and over, that's probably a different podcast episode. You're not the person I'm talking to. Hopefully, if you aspire to earn six figures, you're the type who will see mistakes as feedback on how you need to change and grow moving forward and not keep doing the same thing over and over. Another thing that you should accept as simply feedback about what you need to change and how you need to improve so that you can grow is when you miss a goal. Again, I said when you miss a goal, not if, because it's gonna happen at some point. If you are setting goals that stretch you and get you out of your comfort zone, it's inevitable that at some point you're going to miss one or two of them. Also, it's not an indicator about your future. What is an indicator, however, is how you respond when you miss a goal. Okay, number five quality of a six-figure earner. They seek out accountability. They don't resent it or run away from it. They actually intentionally seek it out, sometimes even to the point of being willing to pay actual dollars for it. Now, you're not going to need accountability for things that you are naturally self-motivated to do or things that you generally enjoy doing and they feel fun to you because maybe you have natural talent in that area or you just enjoy that thing more. But there's going to be parts of your business that you don't enjoy and you just have to do it anyway, regardless of how you feel about it, because that is what success is made of, discipline. You will be exponentially more disciplined and more productive if you have accountability in place for the areas that you don't naturally want to do. So you need to set up things in your life that are going to keep you accountable. And that could look a lot of different ways. I'm going to give you an example from my own fitness journey. I hate cardio, despise it, do not enjoy it. And when I'm at home by myself, I have a Tonal, I have weights in there, I have all kind of equipment that will help me lift weights. And if I'm working toward a certain fitness goal, I generally can just commit to lifting weights and hold myself accountable to doing that. And I don't really need a lot of accountability in that area. However, at this season, in this season of my life, I am fully aware that in order for me to get to the next level in my fitness, I'm going to have to add some cardio in there. And I also know I'm not going to do that on my own. So you know what I did? I joined a class where cardio is a thing. And there's loud music playing, so that helps me kind of drown out my dread of what I am doing. But I definitely push myself in there, and I'm doing something that I don't enjoy doing, that I know I would not do it if I was not in that class. Because it's not like I have to go to that class in order to do cardio. I could go run around my neighborhood. I also own a Peloton bike. I could go do that. When's the last time I got on my Peloton bike? We're not going to talk about it. So I don't love cardio. I actually dread cardio, but also know I need cardio to reach my goal. And so I'm going to get something in my life that keeps me accountable to adding some cardio in there. See how I'm literally going and seeking that out? Nobody's dragging me in there. I don't have to go to the gym. I just know that going to the gym is keeping me accountable, and so I'm going to willingly do it. Nobody has to say a word to me. You don't always have to get accountability from like an accountability partner. As a matter of fact, it's not anybody's responsibility to keep you accountable. That's your own responsibility. But you can put systems in place and create an environment for yourself where you will keep yourself accountable. So when I'm talking about seek out accountability, I'm not saying go beg somebody to ask you if you did your IPA every day. That's not what I'm referring to. I'm saying hold yourself accountable, but set up systems to where you will feel accountable. You should have people in your life that just by associating with them makes you feel accountable. I want you to evaluate right now the three people that you spend the most time with. When you walk away from an encounter or an interaction with any one of those three people, do you walk away feeling like, oh, I want to go do more? Or do you feel a little less motivated and a little more comfortable? People who are striving towards six figures and beyond, they seek out company that will make them feel accountable just by associating with them. Another way to keep yourself accountable to things that you don't naturally want to do is to make your goals public. Case in point, why did I tell you guys about my goals? Because there's going to be things in this endeavor that I don't want to do. I flat out don't want to do them. But there are 1,000 of you listening. And so you better believe that I'm going to be taking action consistently, or I'm going to be kicking my own butt when I don't. I'm telling you guys this so that I feel accountable. So that when I want to let myself off the hook, if nobody was watching and nobody would know, then I could easily let myself off the hook. But I don't want to let myself off the hook. I want to take uncomfortable action consistently because I know that's what it's going to take to reach my goal. And I know that I'm going to have accountability in order to do that because, well, because I'm a human and so are you. So if you are fooling yourself into thinking, I don't need accountability, just know that you do. You actually really do. Okay, I'm going to end this episode with some questions. And you can either use these as questions for reflection to do on your own. Or if you are a leader, then you may want to use these questions to discuss with your team. Number one, Do you know where you're headed? And do you truly believe that it can be done? Number two, if you do believe that it can be done, where did that belief come from? How did you get that belief? Or if you don't truly believe that it can be done by you, what action can you go and take consistently that will build your belief? Number three, the number two success indicator is prioritization of the activities that drive the needle forward. What are the needle drivers in your business, and are you prioritizing them? Number four, what are you going to have to learn in order to reach your goal? And how can you go and learn it? Number five, what is the most recent challenge that you have faced in your business? And how did you respond to the challenge? How would a six-figure earner respond to that same challenge? And number six, in what areas of your business do you know that if you had accountability in place, you would be more productive and more disciplined? And how can you set up accountability in that area? Is it an environment that you need to intentionally put yourself in? Is it the people that you need to put yourself around? Is it declaring your goals publicly? Or is it something else? What would make you feel like you are on the hook versus letting yourself off the hook? Okay, guys, today we talked about the qualities of a six-figure earner. And next time I want to talk about the habits of a six-figure earner. What are the actions they actually take? What do they do consistently to create that level of income? And one last thing for today. Due to the size of my goal compared to the size of my capacity in this season, this podcast is now going to be a bi-weekly podcast. So instead of a new episode coming out every week, there will be a new one every other week. But I think I gave you guys enough today to chew on for the next 2 weeks. So I am practicing what I'm preaching, prioritizing the needle drivers in my business, and I'm sure that you understand and respect that. Thanks so much for listening, y'all, and truly appreciate you guys being on this journey with me, because in this business model, we are in business for ourselves, but never by ourselves. And I love that.
So, was this helpful to you today? If it was, would you do me a huge favor and leave me a 5-star rating and review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts? And it also means the world to me when you guys shout me out on social media and tag me. Your feedback is so valuable and so encouraging to me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me this week, guys. See y'all next week.